This afternoon we're reading from the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 9, which is entitled Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with Prayer. And we're reading text number 13. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Sarve yami vidikarastava sattvadamno brahmadayo vayami vesha nachod vijanta shemaya bhutaya utatmaya sukhya chasya vikriditam bhagavato ruchi ravatarai.
O my Lord, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma are sincere servants of your lordship who are situated in a transcendental position. Therefore, they are not like us, Prahlad and his father, the demon Hiranyakashipu. Your appearance in this fearsome form is your pastime for your own pleasure. Such an incarnation is always meant for the protection and improvement of the universe.
Твое появление в этой ужасной форме – это игра, которую ты проводишь ради собственного наслаждения. Такое воплощение всегда предназначено для защиты и улучшения положения дел во Вселенной.
Purport. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to assert that his father and the other members of his family were all unfortunate.
Prahlad Maharaj говорит о том, что он и члены его семьи находятся в весьма невыгодном положении, они неудачные.
Because they were all demoniac.
Поскольку все они были демоны.
Whereas the devotees of the Lord are always fortunate.
В то время как преданные Господу это самые удачные люди.
Because they are always ready to follow the orders of the Lord.
Поскольку они всегда готовы следовать наставлениям Господа.
When the Supreme Lord appears in this material world in his various incarnations, he performs two functions. Saving the devotee and vanquishing the demon. Lord Nrisimhadev, for example, appeared for the protection of his devotee. Such pastimes as those of Nrisimhadev are certainly not meant to create a fearful situation for devotees. But nonetheless, the devotees, being very simple and faithful, were afraid of the fierce incarnation of the Lord.
Afraid.
Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, in the following prayer, requests the Lord to give up his anger. Oma gyanti mirandasya ginangina shilakaya chuksunimilitam jenatasmai siguruvena maha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swabhadanti Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
In this verse, Prahlad Maharaj refers to Lord Nrisingadev as Udvijantaha, or let us say, hold on. Udvijantaha, those who are afraid of such a fearful appearance.
В этом стихе Прохлад Махарадж говорит, Удвиджантаха, те, кто боятся подобного ужасного явления.
Generally, as members of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, were being trained by Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas to focus on the very sweet, loving, beautiful, original form of the Lord, Shamsundar Krishna.
Обычно в ISKCON, будучи обученными Шрила Прабхупады, мы привыкли сосредоточить свое внимание на прекрасной форме Господа Кришны Шамасундара.
Lord Shamasundar, Vrindavan Krishna, captures the hearts of his devotees with his transcendental characteristics, his sweet smile, his threefold bending form, his lotus feet, his playing of his vamsi, his flute.
Господь Шамасундара, Кришна очаровывает сердца своих преданных своей прекрасной формой, своей прекрасной игрой на флейте, своими играми.
But here we're reading about a very fearsome form of the Lord, Narasimhadev. The half man, half lion, ugra, very fierce and very angry. Nevertheless, the devotees consider this form of the Lord to be very beautiful. Generally, when someone becomes angry, we don't consider them very attractive. Even, well, certainly an enemy, but even a friend, even a loved one, when your dad, your mom gets angry, you don't consider that very beautiful.
Обычно, если кто-то гневается, мы не считаем это проявление очень привлекательным не только в отношении врагов, но даже если кто-то из близких, друзей или даже родственников начинает гневаться, например, мама или папа, это не самая привлекательная форма.
But when Shamsundar, Krishna, becomes angry and expands himself as Lord Nrisingadev, the devotees think, oh yes, he's very beautiful, because that anger is a manifestation of his love for his devotee Prahlad Maharaj.
Но когда Шамасундара Кришна проявляет свою форму Нарисимхадева в ярости, преданные считают, что это прекрасная форма, поскольку она предназначена для защиты Прохлада Махараджа.
Yes. Krishna became angry because his devotee Prahlad Maharaj was being harassed by this great demon, Hiranyakashipu. He became angry and killed that demon. That's an expression of his concern, of his love for his devotee.
Demon Hiranyakashipu пытался убить своего сына Прохлада, и Нарисимхадева принял такую ужасную форму из-за того, что он был озабочен судьбой своего преданного.
Even though Nrisingadev is sitting there in that famous picture with his claws like this and the intestines of Hiranyakashipu around his neck and blood everywhere, devotee is thinking, whoa, he's so beautiful.
Несмотря на то, что Нарисимхадев сидит на троне Хираньякашипу, разрывая его, он оскалил свою пасть, у него окровавленные когти, у него кишки намотаны на шее, но при этом смотрит на него и любуется, говорит, какой прекрасный Господь.
That killing of Hiranyakashipu was a sign of the Lord's love for Prahlad.
Потому что убийство Хираньякашипу было выражением чувства любви Прохлада Махараджа.
Just like in the Bible it says about Jesus, the Bible says that the Lord so much loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ.
Как в Библии говорится, что и так возлюбил Господь мир, что отдал Сына Своего Единородного, Иисуса Христа.
In other words, the Christians understand that Jesus Christ is an expression of God's love on humanity because he came to deliver mankind.
И поэтому христиане считают, что Иисус Христос является проявлением любви Господа к человечеству.
So Krishna so much loved Prahlad Maharaj that he reserved one single incarnation just for that boy.
И Кришна так любил Прохлада Махараджа, что он проявил целое воплощение только ради единственного мальчика.
Usually when the Lord expands as an incarnation, Etecham sa kalopum sha krishnashtu bhagavan swayam indriya vyakalam mukam vidayunte juge juge. There's unlimited incarnations.
Существует множество, безграничное множество воплощений Господа.
And what do they do when they come from the spiritual world to the material world? What do these incarnations do?
И чем занимаются воплощения, приходя из духовного мира в материальный?
Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya tuduskritam. They enliven hundreds or thousands or millions or billions or zillions of devotees.
Они дают просветление сотням, тысячам, миллионам, миллиардам, квинтиллиардам преданных.
Historically, Lord Varaha has many followers.
Исторически у Господа Варахи множество последователей.
Lord Ramachandra has so many followers, even to this day, millions and millions of years after his manifest incarnation. So many people are Ram Bhaktas. Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sitaram.
О Господа Рамачандры, столько много последователей, что даже сегодня их можно увидеть повсюду, они прославляют его песни.
To this day, so many people are still following the teachings of the incarnation of the Lord Kapila Dev.
До сих пор многие люди следуют наставлениям воплощения Господа Капила Дева.
So there's so many. The Lord comes and delivers so many devotees. He kills so many demons and he establishes the principles of Dharma all over the world. It's a grand event, a grand affair when Krishna comes to this world.
Когда Господь приходит, Он спасает множество преданных, убивает множество демонов и устанавливает принципы религии, поэтому каждое явление Господа – это величайшее событие для всего мира.
Generally, when the Lord comes, the whole spiritual world comes with Him. All of Goloka Vrindavan Dham is manifest in Sri Vrindavan Dham in India when the Lord appeared 5,000 years ago. And again when the Lord came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago, the same personalities came, all those gopis and manjaris and sakis that accompanied the Lord 5,000 years ago. They came as male personalities in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
И когда Господь Чайтанья 500 лет назад пришел на эту планету, его сопровождали все те же самые личности, гопи и манджари, которые приходили с Господом Кришной, но они были воплощены в мужские тела.
Gaur Gunadesha Dipika. It's one scripture, and you can see who in Chaitanya Lila, who they were in Krishna Lila.
Существует произведение, которое называется «Горганадеша Дипика», и там описывается, кем были разные преданные читания Лилы в Кришна Лиле.
For example, Sri Rupa Goswami was Sri Rupa Manjari in Krishna Lila.
Например, Sri Rupa Goswami являлся Sri Rupa Manjari in Krishna Lila.
Sarup Damodar Goswami, he's Lalita in Krishna Lila.
Sarup Damodar Goswami, Lalita.
The point is that when the Lord comes, the whole spiritual sky and comes, it's a big affair, it's a big performance on the earth planet, and so many people are involved, millions of devotees are delivered, millions of demons are killed, Bhagavad Gita is spoken, it's the greatest show on earth.
Смысл в том, что когда мы не приходили в воплощение Господа, это сопровождается большой пышностью, вместе с Господом приходит множество его спутников, освобождается бесконечное количество преданных в материальном мире, уничтожается миллионы демонов. Это большое представление на протяжении многих лет.
In the 19th, well, I'm not sure the date, but in 20, 30, 40, 50 years before I was born, or maybe even earlier, there was one traveling circus in America. It's called Barnum & Bailey. And they advertise themselves as the greatest show on earth. I don't know, actually. Bonham and Bailey or something. I forget the name. Bonham and Bailey. It was some famous circus. And they advertise themselves. Had so many elephants, so many tigers, so many jugglers, so many trapeze artists. And they were going around America. Everyone was coming to see. They said, we are the greatest show on earth. Little do they know about Krishna Lila.
Они рекламировали себя как величайшие артисты цирка на планете. Там было много клоунов, жонглёров, акробатов, дрессировщиков и всех остальных. И множество людей сходилось посмотреть на них. Но, очевидно, они ничего не знали о Кришне и его
спутниках. He just came to deliver one devotee.
Но что касается Господа Нрисимхадева, он пришел один для того, чтобы спасти одного единственного преданного.
And he didn't come with the whole spiritual world. He came alone. Even Lakshmi, when she saw him standing in the audience after he had killed Aranyakashipu, she was thinking, "Who is this? Is this my Lord Narayan?"
И он пришел совершенно один, он не пришел в сопровождении.
It just shows how much the Lord loves his devotee that he'll reserve one incarnation for one single bhakta. The Lord's so kind. One incarnation for one bhakta. He so much loved his devotee Prahlad Maharaj, he's willing to come as a whole incarnation to the material world for Prahlad. He was very angry when Hiranyakashipu harassed his devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Actually, even after he killed Hiranyakashipu, he was still mad. Krishna never tolerates an offense to his devotee. He was angry even after the demon had been killed.
Krishna настолько нетерпимо относится к оскорблениям своих преданных, что даже после убийства Хираньякашипу он был еще зол.
He was so angry that he was roaring and roaring and roaring, and no one could appease him. All the demigods, no one could appease him.
Он был настолько разгневан, что он громко рычал, и его никто не мог.
So the Lord will never tolerate when his devotee is insulted. Again, that anger is an expression of his love. How do we understand that? Even in this world, if, say, you're with, before you were a devotee, you're with your girlfriend, and someone comes and insults her, then you become very angry and you defend her. That's a sign of your love for her.
Даже в этом мире мы можем видеть, что если юноша находится со своей девушкой, кто-то ее оскорбляет, он начинает гневаться и защищает ее. Это признак.
So all these qualities originate in the Lord in a pure form. His love for his devotee is not mundane, it's completely transcendental. Therefore his concern and his anger, like all his qualities, are also transcendental.
И изначально все эти качества проявлены в Господе, и они чистые, трансцендентные, даже вне Господа, а они являются материальными. Он чистый, трансцендентный мир.
And even after Hiranyakashipu was killed, he was still angry.
Но даже после убийства Хираньякашипу он все равно гневался.
That's not hard to understand.
Это не тяжело понять.
Sometimes when you're offended, and then the person says he's sorry, you still maintain some resentment in your heart, even weeks or months or years later.
Это легко понять, потому что иногда, если кто-то вас оскорбляет, даже если человек перед вами извинился, все равно иногда мы можем продолжать на него злиться на протяжении многих дней, недель, месяцев или даже лет.
So that answers the question why the Lord was angry even after Hiranyakashipu was killed. We have a saying in English, if someone offends us, we can say, I can forgive you, but I can't forget.
На английском иногда говорят, что я могу простить, но не могу забыть.
It's said that there's two personalities who never forget an offense which is committed to them. An elephant and a Mataji. Sorry, ladies. Take note, gentlemen. Take note, gentlemen. We won't speak about the Matajis, but we'll speak about the elephant. One time there was a little baby elephant in a circus in India. And he became too expensive to maintain, so his owner sold him to another circus. But elephants are quite evolved species. They have, you know, there's some deep intelligence there, not like human beings, but they're quite intelligent animals. And they have really good memories. And they develop a very close relationship with their trainer. It's uncanny. It's almost like, well, I wouldn't say a human relationship, but it's something, there's some relation, very deep relationship between the trainer and the elephants. So when this elephant was sold off to another circus, he felt very hurt. That his trainer had rejected him. Has anyone ever rejected you? Now everyone's agreeing. We've been rejected. So the elephant was rejected and he felt so bad. And then years and years went by. Maybe 20 years went by. And he became big elephant. And one day, the city of Bombay, they hired that elephant from the circus to march in a big parade down the street, marking some anniversary in the city. And that elephant was boom, boom. Very beautiful, big elephant with nicely decorated the cloth and painted. And, you know, like elephants do, just heading the parade up down the street. Everyone's cheering and clapping. And it just so happened that the trainer who sold him 20 years ago just happened to be in town, just happened to come see the parade with his wife and was standing along the side of the road like thousands of other people.
И так случилось, что вот этот дрессировщик, который продал эту пастрму 20 лет назад, стоял вместе со своей женой на тротуаре и смотрел за парадом.
And that elephant, when he saw that man, he walked over to the side and he took that man by his trunk. You know, the elephants have the trunk, wrapped it around his neck, whirled him in the air and swung him around and broke his neck, threw him down on the ground, stepped on him and smashed him, and then joined the parade and kept walking.
Раскрутил над головой, сломал ему шею вначале, потом бросил его на землю, растоптал его ногами и вернулся обратно в колонну, чтобы продолжать участие в параде.
And the police were called, and they came and they arrested the elephant. You're under arrest.
Сбежалась полиция, слона арестовали.
And it was taken out of the parade and it put in like a compound, and you know, decision was taken by the city officials: should he be killed?
И этого слона куда-то там завели и начали решать, нужно ли его убивать.
So the mayor was an intelligent man. He said, "What is the history of this elephant?"
И мэр города был разумный человек. Он спросил, какова история этого слона.
And they looked at the records and they discovered that the man who was that the elephant killed was his trainer when he was only 3 years old, and cruelly sold him off to this circus. So the judge, he took a decision, he said, no, we'll not kill it. He's not a dangerous elephant. He was only going to kill that one man because the elephant considered it such an offense. And they didn't kill him. He's probably still serving in the circus somewhere to this day.
And расследование показало, что этот человек был дрессировщиком этого слона, который продал его, когда ему было 3 года. И поскольку мэр понял, что этот слон не опасный, его решили не убивать, и он продолжал в цирке выступать.
So an elephant never forgets an offense. It said that ladies don't forget offenses also. And Lord, he will not forget, he'll not tolerate an offense that's made to his devotee.
Поэтому мы можем понять, что слоны не прощают оскорблений, так же, как и женщины. И точно так же Господь никогда не прощает оскорблений, нанесенных Его преданным.
And so the Lord killed Hiranyakashipu for that offense.
Поэтому Господь убил
Hiranyakashipu. He actually killed him in a very terrible way.
Он убил его довольно ужасным способом.
This comes as a shock to people. Nowadays they're abolishing the death penalty around the world. Even here in Russia, in your country, there's no longer a death penalty in your country. The maximum sentence you can get in Russia is life in prison.
Теперь по всему миру пошла мода отменять смертную казнь. Даже в России сейчас смертная казнь отменена максимальное наказание – пожизненное заключение.
So why was the Lord so severe with Hiranyakashipu?
Почему же Господь так сурово обошелся с Hiranyakashipu?
According to Shastra, in Ayurvedic medicine, medicine is prescribed according to the severity of the disease.
В соответствии с Шастрами, в соответствии с Айурведой, в частности, лекарство прописывается в соответствии с тем, насколько серьезно человек болен.
And punishment is awarded according to the seriousness of the crime.
А наказание предписывается в соответствии с серьезностью преступления.
And because Nrisimhadev gave the ultimate penalty to Hiranyakashipu, we can understand, therefore, the seriousness of Vaishnava aparat.
И Господь Нрисимхадев так сурово наказал Hiranyakashipu, чтобы подчеркнуть, насколько он нетерпимо относится к Vaishnava aparat.
Of course, in our society, we don't put people to death for Vaishnava aparat. They get something worse. They get spiritual death. If you seriously offend a devotee, the result is that you can even curtail or you can even stop your spiritual advancement.
Но такие личности страдают еще больше, потому что они могут умереть не материально, а духовно, если серьезно оскорбить преданного, то в результате можно или же очень сильно разрушить, или же уничтожить свою духовную жизнь полностью.
We don't say the death penalty, but by offending Vaishnavas, what happens is your spiritual life really it slows down. Or in some cases, if you really severely offend a Vaishnava, your spiritual progress may stop until your next life.
И мы не приговариваем оскорбителей Вайшнава к смертной казни, но результат может быть даже хуже в результате оскорбления Вайшнава. Человек замедляет свое духовное продвижение, или же если это оскорбление очень серьезное, духовное развитие может остановиться полностью до следующей жизни.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, upon chanting the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. If you don't start crying tears of love, if your hair doesn't stand up in ecstasy, if your voice doesn't falter, if you don't fall on the ground unconscious, he said, that's because you're guilty of one or more of the 10 offenses to the holy names of the Lord.
Как объясняет Вишванат Чакраварти Такур, если человек, воспевая Харе Кришна мантру, не плачет слезами любви, его тело не дрожит, волосы не встают дыбом от экстаза, это обозначает, что такой человек совершает одно или даже больше оскорбления святого имени.
You can make so much progress by seriously chanting, but if simultaneously consciously or unconsciously, we're offending that which is most dear to the Lord, His devotees, then our progress is really slow, like a turtle.
Мы можем очень большие усилия прикладывать для духовного развития, но если мы оскорбляем тех, кто дороже всего для Господа и Его преданных, то тогда наше духовное продвижение становится медленным, как шаги черепахи.
Have you seen a turtle move?
Вы видели, как черепаха ходит?
It's so slow, you can't even watch long enough till it gets its next foot on the ground.
Она так медленно двигается, что устаешь вообще наблюдать за тем, как когда же она наконец ногу на землю поставит.
Yeah, you just start thinking of something else. You just start thinking of watching something else. He's so slow. And especially this offense to a devotee. Therefore, we're always praying for the devotee's mercy, that if we have offended them consciously or even unconsciously, we ask them to forgive us. And we do that by offering them obeisances.
Поэтому мы всегда просим у преданных прощения за все умышленные или неумышленные оскорбления и кланяемся им.
Prabhu, did I offend you?
Prabhu, я что, оскорбил вас?
Well, not that I know.
Я не знаю, оскорбил я или нет.
Well, even if I didn't, please accept my humble obeisances.
Но даже если не оскорбил, пожалуйста, примите мои смирения.
Ванчакалпа турубьясча, крипасиндави. Look at Raghunath Das Goswami. He was offering obeisances to 10,000 Vaishnavas a day. Not all of them were pure Uttama Arakari. Some of them, many of them must have been Madhyam, many of them must have been Kanishta, many of them must have just begun practicing Lord Chaitanya's teachings, but he was offering obeisances to all of them. Because to advance in Krishna consciousness, the process for advancing is chanting Hare Krishna. But it's not so simple. You also, at the same time, have to avoid the offenses to the holy name.
Но не все так просто, потому что в то же самое время надо избегать оскорблений святого имени.
So why are these Vaishnavas, these particular people, unusual people in this world, why are they so dear to the Lord?
И вопрос, который мы можем себе задать, почему вайшнавы являются такими необычными людьми, что оскорбление вайшнавов Господь воспринимает настолько серьезно?
How many people are on this planet now? About 5.5 billion.
Сколько сейчас людей живет на планете? 5.5 миллиарда.
Now, why are these Vaishnavas so particularly dear to the Lord? Because the devotees, like the Lord, are working for the spiritual welfare of society. They're trying to heal others, spiritually heal others. Even at the risk of their own lives, they're out there to spiritually heal people. It's a principle that even during wartime, those who are acting as medics, the medical people in the war, they're going around treating the soldiers. You're not supposed to shoot them. To a greater or lesser degree, this law, which was formed at what's called the Geneva Convention, this law was followed in, you know, recent wars up until nowadays when there's no laws in war, there's no creed, it's just, you know, all out craziness. But previously, those men used to wear a red cross on the back of their pack, and no soldier was allowed to shoot them.
И до практически недавнего времени этому закону, который называется Женевское соглашение, следовали практически все во всех войнах, кроме недавнего времени, когда уже перестали каким-то ни было правилам следовать.
So similarly, someone who wears this mark, the tilak, it means he's concerned, he's a Vaishnava, he's concerned about delivering people from suffering in this world. He should never be harmed. Just like the medic should never be harmed in war, one who has the Vaishnav Tilak, no one should obstruct his service. Everyone should facilitate his service in saving humanity.
Поэтому точно так же, как медики не должны подвергаться нападению со стороны солдат, те, кто носит особый знак Тилаку, это означает, что эти люди являются духовными докторами для всего человечества, и поэтому никто не должен им вредить, и все должны им помогать.
We see that principle in Vedic culture, the sannyasi. Sannyasi had no material desires, he had no material aspirations. He was really only in this world for one thing, to share his good fortune with her. Wherever a sannyasi went, he could go anywhere that he wanted, he could ask anything from any householder they wanted, and the householders had to give it. Because they knew he wasn't for himself, they knew it was to facilitate his service. He had a carte blanche, we say in French, right? Carte blanche, to go anywhere he wanted and receive all facilities needed, because he was doing the most important work. He was delivering people from. If a sannyasi comes to your house, you have to give him anything he asks for. You may think twice now about having the Maharaj to your house. He won't ask for anything he can't use in Krishna service, but watch out. Just like the parents of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. One day one sannyasi came to their home and they entertained him and they fed him and they said, Maharaj, is there anything in our household that you would like to take with you to facilitate your service?
После того, как они его накормили и развлекли,
So he said, yes, I'd like, I want your son. You can imagine if someone asks for your son. And imagine if you were so fortunate that that son was the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the sannyasi wanted to take God from your home. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Yes. But so therefore, a devotee, and nowadays all devotees are doing the same business, whether they're grihasas, grihe tako, bhani tako, Narottam says, whether one is a grihastra or one is a sannyasi, if they're devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, I want their sangha, I want their association.
Поэтому преданные очень дороги Господу, и Нарадан Дастакур поет, кем бы преданный не был, грехи, так угодно, так или же он семейный человек или отвлеченный, если он предан Господу, я жажду общаться с ним.
Because we're all doing the Lord's work.
Поскольку все преданные действуют в интересах Господа.
We're all helping Prabhupada in our own ways, big and small. We're all trying to facilitate the spreading of Krishna consciousness some way or other. If we can't even do any active service, we give donations. Traditionally, grihastras are busy with their families, so they give dhan, they give charity, which is turned into preaching energy by the swamis.
Грихасхи обычно не могут столько времени и энергии посвящать проповеди, потому что они озабочены семьей, зарабатывают деньги, поэтому традиционно они дают пожертвования, которые используются для проповеди.
So no one should obstruct this important work. We should have all facilities. We shouldn't have to. Even, you know, when we go through borders, we shouldn't have to get visas and things like this, you know. Like when you come into Moscow, there's a special line for diplomats. Where they just go straight through, show their passport, yes sir, go right through. And we have to wait in a long line. If you have a diplomatic passport, no questions asked. Come on through. So whenever they see a Vaishnava with tilak, okay sir, right through, get down to your business. Don't waste any time. And as you come out of the airport, you should be greeted by the mayor, the administrative council, sir, ma'am, how can we facilitate this most important spiritual welfare that you're bringing to our city? This is how it should be. But unfortunately, it's not Vedic times anymore, and devotees aren't welcome. Even our own spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he used to complain, having to cross all these international borders. As soon as he would come to a border, Prabhupada would say, woof, woof, woof. They were barking, barking. Why are you coming to my town? Why are you coming here? A pure devotee like Prabhupada, they're barking. Woof, woof, woof. What are you doing here?
Но, к сожалению, сейчас не ведические времена, даже Шри Прабхупаде приходилось сталкиваться с такими проблемами. Он говорит, что эти пограничники лают, как собаки. Собака, когда она видит чужого, она начинает лаять. Зачем пришел на мою территорию? Точно так же эти пограничники говорят, зачем пришел? Покажи там паспорт, визу и все остальное. То есть они ничем не лучше, чем собаки.
Instead, we see that people unable to appreciate the charity we're giving, they offend the devotees.
И вместо того, чтобы ценить то, что делают вайшнавы, люди оскорбляют вайшнавы.
They're more impressed by mundane charity, like giving food to the hungry, giving money to the poor, giving mundane education to the illiterate. Not that we're against these things, but they pale in comparison when you give someone the most precious jewel. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Which, if chanted sincerely, can free you from all suffering together.
Люди больше впечатляются мирской благотворительностью, раздачей пищи голодным, одежды и денег неимущим и так далее, лечение больных. Конечно, мы не против этого, но все эти виды благотворительности и ничто по сравнению с раздачей самого главного дара, воспевания святого имени, если человек искренне и безоскорбительно воспевает святое имя, он может
This is, Rupa Goswami describes, the highest welfare work. And if you assist a devotee who's performing that highest welfare, you get the optimum, you get the ultimate benefit. And if you obstruct a devotee's efforts to distribute the spiritual welfare, you're doomed. Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, he said, you can judge a country by how they treat their animals.
Mahatma Gandhi сказал, что о стране можно судить по тому, как относятся к животным.
There's truth in that. I often use that quote when I'm traveling around the world. Because the human being is distinguished from all other species of life by a sense of compassion for others. Animals don't have compassion for others, maybe their children. But a human being can have compassion. And when we lose that compassion, we become animals or less than animals.
И в этой цитате есть и доля истины, я ее часто использую в своей проповеди по всему миру. Потому что у людей есть особо развитое чувство сострадания, которого нет у животных. Животные едва ли способны чувствовать сострадание, может, только как своим детям, но человек, по идее, должен чувствовать сострадание ко всем.
So Gandhi's right. You can judge how advanced a civilization is by how they treat their animals. In Vedic culture, animals were praja. They were part of the king's kingdom. They were also protected. Maharaj Parikshit was ready to administer the death penalty when he saw Kali hurting Gomata. He went, "You rascal, off with your head. You're hurting a cow." So there's some truth in that, but we would go even one step further with transcendental knowledge, which Gandhi didn't have too much of. We would go one step further. We would say, you can judge a country, you can judge a society, you can judge a civilization by how they treat the sadhus. That country, that society, that civilization which honors sadhus, irregardless of what part of the world or the universe or the cosmos they come from, that society, perceptibly or imperceptibly, will make advancement more and more, even materially, what to speak of spiritually. And those societies which offend the sadhus, they're doomed in due course of time. Because why? God will be displeased. And God is the reservoir of all opulence, material and spiritual.
А в тех странах, где к садху относится очень хорошо, все будет идти на лад в духовном и даже в материальном отношении, потому что эти страны будут получать благословение Господа. А там, где к садху относится плохо, все будет разрушаться в материальном и духовном отношении, потому что Господь будет недоволен.
You understand? And those of us who have been managers in Krishna consciousness, we've in our Hare Krishna movement, we've all learned this one transcendental secret of the trade, that if in your temple you nicely maintain the deities on your altar, you make sure that first and foremost Krishna, Radha and Krishna, Krishna Balaram, Gornitai, they're taken care of very nicely. The temple president takes it very nice, and the devotees serve the deities very nice. Clean, regular offerings, nice clothes, nice prasad, the whole temple will flourish.
Точно так же, как те, у кого есть опыт менеджмента в исконских храмах, знают, что если должным образом относиться к божествам в храме, содержать все в чистоте и проводить служение на очень хорошем уровне, весь храм будет процветать.
But no less important is to maintain the Lord's devotees, because those devotees are most dear. Love me, love my dog, we say in English.
Но не менее важно поддерживать и заботиться о преданных, потому что преданные так дорогие Господу, как есть пословица такая: любишь меня, полюби моего, мою собаку.
A kanishta arakari, one definition of a kanista, a beginner, is that he sees the deity, but he can't recognize the devotees.
Один из признаков kanishta arakari заключается в том, что он ценит божества, но не ценит преданного.
So if we nicely take care of the Lord, his temples and his devotees, the whole kingdom will flourish. And that's why you see India is going to hell now. Because the government doesn't care about the temples. They want to make money out of the temples. They don't care about the Brahmins. They don't maintain them so they can preach. Therefore, although it looks like India is making so much progress, they're making progress to hell. They're giving up their spiritual culture. They'll be doomed unless ISKCON, along with other bona fide spiritual organizations, can revive that original culture. And if we don't revive it, the guiding light for all humanity for the rest of Kali Yuga will be lost.
То же самое происходит в Индии, поскольку в Индии все меньше и меньше заботятся о храмах. Если заботятся о храмах только ради того, чтобы на этом деньги заработать, и не заботятся о браманах, не поддерживают праведническую деятельность, поэтому Индия, несмотря на то, что кажется, что она материально прогрессирует, на самом деле это очень быстрое продвижение в сторону ада. И если духовные организации, такие как ИСКОН, не позаботятся о сохранении духовного наследия в Индии, все будет потеряно как для Индии, так и для всего мира.
At this point in history, America is leading the world in material progress. India, in the past, the present, and the future, is meant to lead the world spiritually.
Точно так же, как Америка традиционно является лидером материального прогресса по всей планете, Индия в прошлом, настоящем и будущем предназначена для того, чтобы быть лидирующей страной духовного прогресса.
So India, they should know that they have to maintain their ancient temples and the beautiful deities, maintain the Brahmins and educate people spiritually. They'll thrive for the next, whatever, hundreds of thousands of years. But they're not leading like that, and the whole world is following suit. And therefore, Kali Yuga is getting worse and worse.
Духовное и материальное процветание, но поскольку они этого не понимают сейчас, они забывают о своей духовной традиции, поэтому Кали-юга усиливается.
Actually, the Lord, he has an affection for all classes of transcendentalists. We shouldn't think the Lord doesn't like the jnanis or the yogis. Yes, we're not We're, you know, Vaishnavas don't think themselves special. Lord loves anyone who's giving up the pursuit of sense gratification and trying to advance spiritually. But he has special affection for the devotees, for the Vaishnavas. Special affection for the person sitting next to you. You may have just come sat in this hall, there's 1,000 devotees here. You just sat down next to somebody you don't even know. But that person is very dear to the Lord, therefore that Vaishnava is also very dear to you. Why does the Lord love the devotees so much? Because they're working very hard for Him, from Him, for Him, and not asking anything in return. This is very special. They're happy just with the service. They just want enough to keep the body and soul together, but they want more and more and more and more service to Krishna. If you don't want service to Krishna, if you're like you don't want to do any service, don't chant. Because what are you asking the Lord when you're chanting? My dear Lord, my dear energy of the Lord, consulate Radharani, please, 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 Pajalsa, engage me in your service. But that's all we want. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavicham, va jagadisha kamai, mama janmani, janmani, bhavatat bhakti, ahitaki twaye. I don't want anything else. Just give. And Lord appreciates such a selfless attitude and surrender to service to me. The Lord loves that devotee. The karmis are going to the church, to the temple, to the mosque, to the synagogue. Gimme, 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 more, 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 more. But the Vaishnava, just give me some seva, Lord, some service to your lotus feet. Wow. Even the yogis, give me some mystic powers. Gyanis, give me knowledge. Then the devotee comes. The Lord says, what do you want? I just want you to be happy, Lord. So whatever service will make you happy, that makes me happy. And Lord says, that's love. That's the definition of love, that you care more about your beloved than yourself. Because that's what you want, I give you that love, and with that love, that's your ticket back to the spiritual world. Imagine if you were applying for a job, and you were meeting the boss, and he was asking you questions like, can you do this, can you do that? Yes, yes, I can.
компании, он спрашивает, что вы можете делать? Это то, другое, вы говорите, да, все можно.
All right, well, you seem qualified for the job.
Хорошо, похоже, мы вас пойдем на работу.
What salary would you like?
А теперь самое главное, какую зарплату вы хотите?
Well, I don't want any salary, sir. I just want to make sure that, you know, you're happy and your business flourishes and everything goes nicely.
Ну, вообще-то я от зарплаты никакой не хочу. Я хочу, чтобы вы были счастливы, у вас был успешный бизнес.
What? You don't want to? No, sir, just want to make sure you're happy. That's not business, that's love.
Это как понимать, да? Это чтобы вы были счастливы.
We don't do like that. If you want that loving reciprocation, you go to the Hare Krishna temple. So because a devotee has this selfless attitude of not wanting anything in this world, but to fulfill the missionary activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that devotee is very dear to the Lord. Yaidam paramam guyam mad bhaktes va vibharasyati bhakti mai param kritva mame vashyat yasam sasya na chatajman manash yeshu kashtim me priyakrita maha bhavita na cha me tashmad anya priyataro bhuvi. Krishna says, for one who explains this secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he comes back to me.
Krishna говорит, тот, кто объясняет эту тайну моим предкам, придет ко мне без сомнения, и я гарантирую ему чистое преданное служение.
There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
В этом мире нет слуги для меня дороже, чем он, и никогда не будет.
So if we find such personalities, and there's 1,000 of them in this room right now, we should be very careful not to offend them, and we should serve them, because by serving them, Krishna is very pleased, we imbibe the same qualities.
И общаясь с подобными личностями, которых на этом фестивале мы можем найти тысячами, мы должны быть очень осторожны, чтобы их не оскорблять, и делать все для того, чтобы их служить.
Prabhupada said one time, you take on the qualities of that with which you associate. So just like Prahlad Maharaj in ancient times displayed this perfect personality of a Vaishnava, in more recent times, in modern times, we have Prahlad Maharaj's representative, Śrīla Prabhupāda. In our mind, it may be hard to relate to someone who lived millions and millions of years ago. How do they fit into the scheme of modern things? But Prabhupada, he appeared just some years ago. He was with us some 30 years ago. It's very easy to see a pure devotee with the same sense of compassion, how he lived, how he served Krishna in the modern society. We can identify with that.
Нам может быть сложно понять личность, которая жила много миллионов лет назад, но Шрила Прабхупада живет всего лишь несколько лет назад вместе с нами, поэтому нам очень легко видеть его сострадание и его совершенный пример проповеди и преданного служения.
He had the same pure heart as Prahlad Maharaj, no material desires, and the same sense of compassion for all the fallen conditioned souls. He's our acharya. We can't imitate him, but we can follow in his footsteps and gradually imbibe these same Vaishnava qualities which will eventually endear us to the Lord.
У него было настолько же чистое сердце, настолько же сильное сострадание, как у Прахлада Махараджа, и служением постепенно мы можем развить качество, подобное его качеству.
Try to understand the level of Prabhupada's purity. He said one time, there was never a moment in my life where I forgot the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna.
Нам очень трудно понять уровень чистоты Шрилы Прабхупады, потому что Он как-то однажды сказал, что в моей жизни не было ни мгновения, когда я забывал о лотосных стопах Радхи Кришны.
What keeps us from remembering the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna? Our impurities, our material desires.
Из-за чего мы не можем помнить о лотосных стопах Радхи Кришны? Это наша нечистота, наша материальная жизнь.
We can understand Prabhupada had no material desires because he said, there was never a moment I forgot the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So like Prahlad Maharaj, he had that purity of heart. That we're all aspiring or struggling to attain. And at the same time, Prabhupada had that infinite compassion, like Prahlad Maharaj, for all the fallen souls in this world. How do we know that? Because one time Prabhupada said, or a devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, it appears that everyone likes you. And Prabhupada said, yes, that's because I like everyone. So we should follow in Prabhupada's footsteps, we should follow in Prahlad Maharaj's footsteps, and we should follow in his modern day representative, Srila Prabhupada's footsteps, become fixed up in Krishna consciousness ourselves, qualified, and then like these two great personalities, share our good fortune with others. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Shri Prahlad Maharaj Ki Shri Prabhupada Ki Gopemanande Shiva Bhushai Hare Krishna.